Friday and that moment of the week when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of New York-born, Dublin-based photographer Ishmael Claxton to share with us his Culturefile likes.
Hi, my name is Ishmael Claxton. I'm a lens-based artist. I'm originally from New York, but I've been living in Ireland for the last 10 years. What is my favorite film?
François proclaims, a French planet shines in the sky of the Cannes Festival.
Some of my favorite films I enjoyed that have influenced my work, one being Fantastic Planet, and also being a big nerd and coming from the old school, I love old school anime because it always reminded me of old Japanese woodblocks. Some examples are like Vampire Hunter D and Akira. It's also interesting to be able to make the connection between Japanese woodblocks and their influence on Western art. The colors, the style, they've all influenced my work and still do. If you look at some of Matisse's early work, he actually gives reference to this, and you see it even in one of his paintings, he has a Japanese woodblock, and if you think about it and look at his colors, you look at some of his characters, they kind of do look like anime characters. As for books, I come from a big nerdy family, so obviously I'm a big book nerd. So that's kind of a hard question for me. I just chose two books, one being Frantz Fanon, Wretched of the Earth, and the other one being Malcolm X. I chose these two books because they deal a lot with change and also psychoanalysis, and they've also influenced my work quite a lot. Frantz Fanon, coming from the Caribbean, and then he went to France, and while he was in France, he was a soldier, and then he went to Algiers to join the Algiers War, and while he was there, he ended up siding with the Algerians because he was able to make the parallels between the people in the West Indies and the people in Algiers. His work deals a lot with colonialism and the discussion of social, cultural, and political implications of post-colonialism, which is very visible in my work, and which is also very visible in what's happening today. And in terms of Malcolm X, I remember reading that as a child and just seeing of like a person who was in one of the most horrific situations growing up and was able to turn that around and use that as fuel to end up becoming a great leader and then evolve to end up being this almost iconic character that we still hear about 40 years later. In terms of podcasts, I'm not the biggest podcast person, but I do enjoy this program called Nancy's Wild Time Capsule. I enjoy listening to her while working always. It's always a different genre of music or it's a different time period.
Space is the place. Yeah, space is the place.
In terms of some music, I'm not the biggest music buff, but I enjoy a wide variety of music. In terms of some of my favorite musicians, I'd say like Ravi Shankar. I also really enjoy Sun Ra. He had this film called Space is the Place, which is also partially a musical. It deals with all the senses. I'm all about like fusion of the senses. It makes you think outside of your head and it makes you look at the world in a different place. In terms of food, I enjoy various types of Hispanic food because I come from an Afro-Hispanic family. One of my biggest Hispanic foods are Mexican style of cooking. I was actually having some food with a partner last week at this Mexican restaurant in Dublin. And while I was eating it, it actually made me think of Texas. I used to live in Texas and I would always enjoy going to Tex-Mex and getting like the somewhat authentic Mexican food. But that's one of my favorite foods because it always brings you back to a different place and time. In terms of scents, I really like rose gardens. I used to work at St. Anne's Park, selling organic fruits and veg. And during the break, I would sit in the rose garden and take in the scents. And the thing that's interesting about rose gardens is that through being there, you can see different gardens around the world. So when I would go there, I'd be sitting down and be having a sandwich or whatever. I'd be thinking about, oh yeah, this kind of reminds me of that time I was in the botanical garden in Staten Island and I was like smelling a red rose. Or it takes me back to when I was in Morocco and I was in Tangier Rose Garden. The scent of a rose just kind of, when I go into like a meditative state, it makes me go to different places and time periods. Thank you.
The likes of Ishmael Claxton there, and his exhibition Echoes of Elegance opens tonight at the Irish Georgian Society HQ in Dublin and runs until June 11th. Coming up tomorrow from the Culture File Weekly, we're out in the air, mostly worrying about our trousers with novelist Joanna Walsh. Are we really wearing the right sort? We visit Shirkin Island for that jamboree of sonic experimentation that is the Open Ear Festival, and we take a walk with the Dublin-based artist who believes drawing could be a weapon in our fight for human flourishing in the age of surveillance capitalism. That's all coming up in your Culture File Weekly, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.